Just really, I only lived in Paragould for about 6 months, mm-hmm. I suppose. Mm-hmm. It was in my senior year, and we married. Well, I came back here to work.
From
oh, well, yes, I had met him in Rector.
Oh, you met him in
Rector,
yeah.
Since my mother's folks always lived here, we always
Rector's
came back
Clay
here.
County,
yes,
yeah.
Rector is just down the highway to the south,
mm-hmm.
and then Paragould's a little farther. So, but we always came back. Our roots were really here in Piggott
really
more
here,
than
yeah.
in Rector as far as
yeah.
knowing people and visiting or doing anything along that line.
Well, was he, when you went to California, was he in the service?
No. He was 4F, and when I told Intermediate Department of Sunday School one time about that, they didn't even know what that
was.
Did
you know what 4F was?
No. You do?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I know what that means. I know many people who wanted to be 4F after
yeah.
after the
well,
Vietnam War came along.
Well, really, I didn't think they used that terminology then, perhaps, but he was due to, well, he still has trouble, of course, but he had a great deal, he has sinus trouble constantly and ear problems and headaches and he very definitely was.
Yeah, it was
4F material.
4F material. Well, I even knew a guy who was 4F for flat feet.
Oh, yes.
One of the, that's why I went to high school with. So, I guess it could be all sorts of things. Well, he was from Piggott. Were his parents from Piggott? Did they, were they?
Yes, this community.
This community.
The rural area
mm-hmm.
to the north. The Pollard community, actually,
oh.
I guess.
Yeah, the Pollard
but
community.
But between
yeah, so.
Pollard and Piggott, it actually, you know, really, there were all of these were individual communities. Like my mother was Langley community, and then they were even a little closer between Langley and Piggott. There was another community in there that I don't even know what a title would be.
That Mrs. Hollis is from the Pollard
uh-huh.
community. That's when I recognized that when you said that. Now, when you were living over there before the service station was there. Compared to now, how big was Piggott in those days?
Oh, probably 1,500.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the was there as far as the source of occupations and things?
No.
What was the main?
Well, farming, of course, has always
yeah.
been the mainstay
mm-hmm.
of this community, and up until. Probably 1949, there were no industries such as the factory. I'm not sure. Now, my husband's better on dates than I am. I ought to get him in here. But I would say about in 49, 50, it might even be later than that, but probably was later than that, that the first factory came into being, or first started talking of raising money and selling bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And such as that. But just the little square, the businesses around the square.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where the house that you lived in, when it was there, you lived there, how was that house heated?
When I was born?
Yeah.
Probably coal and wood. Pot-bellied type of thing, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you remember that, or you just?
I don't remember that one, but I remember later ones.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the old wood range that Mother canned on.
Oh yeah.
And I remember very definitely when we lived in Rector, the stove that we had to get up, and, or they did, put wood in and start it in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I had an uncle. Let's see. He would be my great uncle,
mm-hmm.
whose house had fireplace heat only,
mm-hmm.
and they had what did they call them? A dog trot through the center.
Oh,
you know the.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen or heard of what I'm speaking
I think
of?
I know.
The front
like
porch.
A hall.
It went all the way through. It was a hall that went all through the
yeah.
center of the house.
And the rooms would.
Were
open.
On either side. Uh huh. And then there were fireplaces. This house still stands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one with the dog.
Yes.